It is something we can describe as alarming now. It used not to be like this. It used to be like sex. It's supposed to have been sacred. It's supposed to have been for the grown-ups. Now it has trickled down to anybody who is so young wanting to experience it. Now we have opened our doors big to what we call everybody's owning some kind of a mobile phone. And so if I have a mobile phone, I have control of how myself looks like, to replay and see how my actions look like, to be able to do it in such a way that I could also share with other people. But this is calling for a serious check into what is really happening to the youth, what is really happening into our educational circle. And even if somebody put it on the social, what do you call it, network or internet, we more or less applaud the person. I quite remember somebody went nude and then was given an award. Are we encouraging it? It has been there for ages. We have overlooked at it and it's actually eating us.
It is their right. You dare not ask them questions. They might even insult you. So how do we solve it?
Yes, we are talking about our right, but we need to be circumspective as to how well do we actually position this right. Very soon, George, we're going to see these young ladies walking around naked and then having sex in open air, and people are more or less going to go watch it, and then they will applaud them for doing that thing. But sex is for the old.
But times have changed, so the kids want it. Should we allow them?
Times have changed, but you yourself have not changed. What you believe in has not changed. Where is Ghana value? What do we stand for? Are we copying? If it's happening somewhere, and somebody's talking about rights, why can't you also talk about rights in our own way? We should be able to start talking about it. Let's paint the darker side. And then when we give that to them, they will then be cautious as to what they should be doing and all that. The school should pick it up. Parents, families should pick it up. All religious institutions, churches, Muslim, everybody should pick it up. Be able to call these children who are acting as if their body is what it's all about.
You just heard counselor and life coach Kweku Edumata.